from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. ISIS claims responsibility for terrorism in Paris. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for killing more than 120 people in Paris in a string of shootings and bombings Friday night. French President François Hollande Saturday called the attacks an act of war. Lisa Bryant reports from the French capital.
Police cordoned the area around a popular musical spot called the Bataclan, where dozens of hostages had been held earlier Friday evening and a number had been killed. Ambulances and fire trucks maneuvered around a crowd of journalists and curious bystanders. The Bataclan was one of several spots targeted by gunfire and explosions around the city. The casualties are far higher than January's attacks here in the French capital. Witnesses told the media they had seen two or three individuals enter the Bataclan. The assailants reportedly started firing wildly with automatic rifles. Some witnesses described a bloodbath.
Mes chers compatriotes, au moment où je m'exprime, des attaques terroristes d'une ampleur sans
précédent. In a televised address, French President François Hollande described the attacks as horrific and said the government had mobilized all its forces to neutralize the threats and secure the areas. Besides the Bataclan, there was an explosion near the Stade de France sports stadium and gunfire in several places not far from the Bataclan. Police cars were still racing through the city early Saturday morning. Officers had sealed off new streets, and they told passersby to head on home. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
President Obama said the attacks were an outrageous attempt to terrorize civilians. In Vatican City, Pope Francis expressed his profound distress and said there cannot be justification, religious or human, for such attacks. This is VOA News. World powers in Vienna for talks on Syria's political future are reacting to Friday's terrorist attacks that left scores of people dead or wounded. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius said the attacks show the necessity of coordinating in the fight against terrorism. Secretary of State John Kerry said there was agreement that attacks such as those in Paris and Beirut, as well as events in Iraq, were the most vile, horrendous, outrageous, unacceptable acts on the planet. He said the incidents would stiffen the resolve of world powers to fight back. And those world powers are seeking to narrow their differences today on the country of Syria as they begin a second round of talks establishing the framework for a political resolution to that country's prolonged and costly civil war. The talks in Vienna are expected to focus on identifying Syria's moderate opposition groups. The U.S. and its allies may seek to bridge differences with Russia and Iran over the political future of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani says the Kurdish fighters' liberation of Sinjar will have a positive impact on other jurisdictions controlled by Islamic State in northern Iraq. President Barzani says, without doubt, any victory in any area will have a big impact on achieving victory in remaining areas, and without doubt, the liberation of Sinjar will have a big impact on liberating Mosul. Kurdish soldiers unfurled a large Kurdish flag near Sinjar in celebration of the victory. The man known as Jihadi John, a leading spokesman for the Islamic State, has apparently been killed. A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group said officials believe a drone strike in Syria late Thursday killed Jihadi John, who Western intelligence agencies identify as Mohammed Emwazi. British Prime Minister David Cameron.
This was an act of self-defense. It was the right thing to do. Today I want to thank the United States. The United Kingdom has no better friend or ally. And I want to pay tribute to all those professionals in our own security and intelligence agencies and armed forces for the extraordinary work they do on behalf of our country.
The Kuwait-born Emwazi, a British citizen, has been one of the top targets of Western intelligence agencies since he appeared in videos depicting the beheadings and other killings of Western hostages. Amid threats from Islamic State militants, Turkey is putting unprecedented security measures in place for meetings of G20 heads of state in the coastal city of Antalya tomorrow. The International Association of Athletics Federations is banning Russia from participating in global track and field events because of alleged state-sponsored doping. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.